great message of the Ascension is that God always has more in store for us than we can ever imagine. There's a reason there were 40 days between the resurrection of Christ and his ascension. He had to really prepare his disciples for what he had in store for them, which was to really be with them in a way more intimate than they could ever really imagine. Because the disciples really wanted Jesus the way that they had become used to him, the way that they had come to know him. This is why in the Acts of the Apostles, they're all still looking up into the sky. And it's the angels of the Lord that have to come and say, no, now you've got to go out and do the work that he gave you. It's the same reason that Mary Magdalene, when she went to embrace Christ, when she saw him Easter morning, he said, don't touch me because I've not yet ascended to my Father. In other words, don't hold on to the way that you knew me before. I have something greater in store for you. See, by being in bodily form, he had freely chosen to be constrained by time and space. Jesus was only able to preach in a certain area. And for a short time, that was the plan, to get his core of disciples to become one of us, to suffer like us, and to die for our sins. But when that part of the mission was over, the mission expanded to such a greater extent. Because now, Christ was able to send the Holy Spirit. And instead of being some external reality, of being a person, a human person, with whom we could speak, Jesus now was able to send the Holy Spirit so that we could have the indwelling of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, within our souls. This is why when we're baptized, and then each time we receive communion, we have a deeper and more intimate relationship with Christ than the apostles did. The apostles, when they received Christ in the Eucharist, when they would say Mass, those first Masses, they had more communion with Christ than they did when Christ walked the earth. And so we have that opportunity. You know, our first communicants yesterday, they received Christ for the first time. That's the greatest intimacy they'll ever have with Christ that they can repeat throughout their entire lives until they see him face to face in heaven in the beatific vision. So the sacraments are a much more intimate relationship with Christ, and that's what he was telling them to trust him. How many times have we seen our own faith grow by going through a difficult situation? This is a way that Christ asks us to trust him. If we're faithful through a difficult situation, one that makes us uncomfortable, then he's going to be there with us. When we are called by Christ to move outside of our comfort zone, to do something that maybe we would never imagine ourselves able to do, when we trust him, knowing that he's within us through the sacraments, great things happen. This is in the lives of so many of the saints. They're asked to do something beyond what they could ever imagine, and Christ walks with them. This is what they're talking about when in the gospel today. Christ says that the signs that will accompany those who believe, they will drive out demons. How many times with the power of Christ have we seen lives turned around? That people turn from sin and darkness to freedom and light. I see it every day in the confessional. They'll speak new languages. How many of our missionaries learn multiple languages? We read about the missionaries who came to the U.S. and learned the Native American languages. There were no textbooks. There were no online courses. They just learned them because that was what Christ was asking them to do. They will pick up serpents with their hands. Well, not literally. You always see in Appalachia there's these ministers that do that, and about two or three die every year. So that's not obviously what he's talking about. He's talking about that idea of the serpent, that throughout all of Scripture, the serpents represent evil. They will drink any deadly thing. That even when they encounter evil, and that evil is attempting to get within them, the power of Christ, the sacraments, will always overcome any evil that's within us. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Well, this sometimes happens through anointing of the sick, but so many times when somebody is feeling despair because of their sickness and they receive the sacraments of Christ, their healing is much greater than any physical healing. It's that spiritual healing and the restoration of hope. So these are the things that Christ promises us. If we trust him, if we trust that these things are true, and I've seen them, I think we all have at some point in our lives, then we continue to restore that trust in God, and we do these great things that He's calling us to do. If we keep looking up into the sky, hoping that our relationship with Christ and the things He's asking us to do remain the same and comfortable, then we're never going to be called to do something great. We're never going to respond to the call, even if we receive it. And you know, today we also celebrate Mother's Day. And mothers, in a very special way, participate in that ministry of calling us to more. My own mother included. Especially my own mother. She'll probably listen to this homily. It's so important that we understand that participation that we have through motherhood and fatherhood. You know, when your mom takes you to school for the first day, it's a very scary situation. But if you trust her, and she says, you're going to make friends, you're going to learn things, and then I'll still be here at the end of the day, that first day may be very difficult, but when it comes true, all right, now you can trust a little bit more. That's how God works. Or when your mom convinces you that, all right, yes, if you take the training wheels off of your bike, then it's going to be difficult, it's going to be harder to ride your bike for a while, but once you get the hang of it, you're going to be great. My mom gave me this talk when I was 23, but it was... No, but it's a wonderful thing, because all of a sudden now you're able to fly down the road without the training wheels on. It's difficult and hard at first, but you have that trust, and you do it. So that's why, really, in a real way, when parents make those promises of baptism, they're promising to be a part of what God is already working in our lives. That while God is working internally, the parents are the ones who are giving them the faith and helping them to step out into those uncomfortable situations, but find the trust to know that things are going to be okay. So in that spirit, I'd like to invite all of our mothers to stand up for the Mother's Day blessing. I'll give my mom her blessing later today when I go home. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now if we would all rise to profess our faith.